One of the things that we have, obviously, in common is about the kingdom of God. And many sects and many groups all believe in similar things regarding the kingdom of God. But there was one group that were told that the kingdom was coming. And they sold their land. They gave their money to the organization. And they went to give the warning to the people, to tell them that the kingdom was coming on a certain date. And they only had 5 months before it was coming. And their leaders were printing in their literature that the kingdom was coming, and there was the date, and there was only 5 months to go before it would happen. And then after the 5 months of 1975, the kingdom didn't come. The upset because they'd been deceived. They'd been lied to about the kingdom. And the organization turned round and said, well, it was your fault for believing it. I never said that it actually would happen. So they made lots of money. So we need to be careful that we are not deceived about the kingdom, even though that we have in common the most important thing that we believe is about God's kingdom and how God's kingdom will happen. So if you would turn with me to Matthew 6 and verse 10. Matthew 6 and verse 10. If we could have it on the board if it's possible. So this is what it's saying, but it's not what I'm saying. It's what the Word of God says. It's not what any man says or any organization, but what the Bible says is the most important thing that we heed and that we listen to. So in that scripture it says, doesn't it? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. And we know that most people, without being rude to them, would use this prayer as a prayer but not meaning anything. But we as Bible students know that this is prophetic for the future that will happen. Whatever man says, whatever man thinks, whatever man believes, God said this. The Word of God said that it would happen. And we believe it, that the kingdom will come on earth. And we see that Jesus centered his life on the kingdom. He showed us in the future what the kingdom of God would be like. Jesus illustrated his coming when he blessed of the Father's inheritance, when he preached on the kingdom. The kingdom is our foundation. And we see that Jesus demonstrated his power of miracles and signs and wonders to show us what he will do in the future. Can you imagine seeing your dead loved ones coming back on the earth? Can you imagine the condition that you had has gone? Because that's what Jesus said would happen. And he does not lie. He tells the truth. And you know the truth will set you free. The theme of Jesus' prophecies are about the kingdom. We see in Isaiah that the promise is that they shall not hurt nor destroy his holy mountain. We see, don't we, in Isaiah, in the building of United Nations, outside of the building, it has a gun that's bent, which means basically what the scripture says. They will beat their plowshares in no more. There'll be no more war. There will be no more. And that's what we see, don't we, from the brothers who were conscientious objectors in two wars that may have gone to prison because the command was not for them to fight. And because of the promise in Isaiah that God would bring the peace on the earth. And that there would be no more hurt. And that they would not be able to destroy his holy mountain. You've got the picture of the wolf and the lion. Please. Right. Can you imagine when you go to a zoo, when you see a lion, if you were to put your hand into the cage, what would the lion do? It would bite you. It would try to kill you, wouldn't it? We've seen with lions, accidents in zoos, where the lion has gone for the keeper, and they're either injured or they've died. But actually, in the Bible student one, you've got the boy, haven't you? And the lamb. I don't know if it's... Can you imagine, though, in the future of that happening? And in man's concept, it would be impossible, wouldn't it? To be able to lie with a lion. Who wants to lay with a lion? Nobody? No one looking forward to it? No one wants to go there then. Not yet. But that's what the word of God says, isn't it? That will happen. That will happen. The lion and the shall lay down with the kid and the calf and the young boy together and shall lead the cow and they shall bear food, suckling with the child to play. Isaiah 6 and 9. What a wonderful prophecy for the future. They shall have no fear, Isaiah 65, 2 and 1. They shall build houses and they shall inherit them. What is the problem that we have on the earth today in this country? Right, there are not enough houses being built. But going on, remember the scriptures in Isaiah and Psalm that talk about the desert land. Man thinks that it's impossible for desert land to grow, for desert land to blossom, doesn't it? Israel has done it. It has grown things on desert land. It has built houses on desert land. So, because that's what God said would happen. And so the Father's glory came in a voice from excellent glory. He said, "This is my beloved Son that I am well pleased with." The voice came from heaven and they heard what he said regarding his prophecy. He said, "Take heed." The Apostle Paul, speaking of himself, wrote, "I am a new man in Christ. I will be caught up to the third heaven." In the next verse, he calls this third heaven paradise. The Bible writers could not speak with such authority and such assurance, for a simple thing, the most thing of the kingdom prophecies, the reason from his mouth that he spoke. Whose will the kingdom be? Well, it says, doesn't it, in John 5, verse 28, "Do not marvel, the hour is coming when those in their memorial tombs will hear his voice." Will they stay there? They will come out to a resurrection. Those that have done good things to a resurrection of life. Those that have done bad to a resurrection of judgment. all those in their tombs will be raised to life. Jew, Arab, Greek, Christian, agnostic, Catholic. The Bible clearly says that salvation in any other than any other name under heaven is given. Hereby we must be saved. We must be saved by who? Jesus. Jesus' name. No other name. Once a Christian is saved, he must believe in Christ to live forever. The Apostle Paul said, our Saviour, who all men have believed, come unto the knowledge of the truth of God. One mediator, God has risen, Christ Jesus, who gave a ransom for all. Jesus has died for all mankind, not a specific number of people, as some teach. He has died for all mankind, a mediator for everybody of all nation and all colour. Paul's words in Timothy. The first question. Let us look at the phrase being saved. What does it mean to be saved? The answer comes reading, saved from death, saved from sin. This is the correct answer. Saved from death, saved from sin through Christ Jesus. All mankind can be saved. What encouraging words that Paul has said to us. But when we look at the time of sin, when God had created Adam and Eve, the garden was perfect that he had created. His original will was for them to live in a restored paradise, not having death or sin. But because of their disobedience, there was sin and there was death that all mankind would inherit. But the ransom was there for all. So that basically the Bible offers salvation to all, meaning the price to be gone, blotted out. Sorry, because I couldn't read the word. Christ correcting the price of perfect man. Sin. We were born of a dying condition. The psalmist David expressed it well. Behold, I was sharpened in integrity and in sin. My mother conceived me. Adam's descendants were sinners and it would have meant death. But through Christ's blood, the sacrifice meant that man could have everlasting life. Death from Adam. The restoration of the dead through Adam would die. But through Christ Jesus, they were made alive. Adam and Eve were given the gift of having everlasting life. The gift that came from God. But they abused it. So because they sinned, they could not live forever at that time period. All men will receive God's life of the kingdom by grace, but they need to maintain life forever. But they will just need to maintain that life forever. So they need to know God. They need something else, don't they? They need to know the knowledge of the truth. The knowledge of the truth which we have been given. Who will all men be saved? The knowledge of the truth. God's will is to have all men saved. Second is to come to the knowledge. the knowledge of the truth. The Bible outlines the reasons, firstly, of the truth. You wouldn't expect the order to be resolved, that man. I must first know the truth about Jesus, before they are saved, the Bible says. God's plan for all man is to hear his voice through the Son, so that they will come forth in their graves, instructed in the knowledge of the truth from the Word of God, not by any man. They need to keep maintaining their lives in God's plan. The kingdom of salvation through the Bible promises giving man a second chance of having everlasting life, which is what God had originally planned from the time of Adam and Eve. 2,000 years we see, but the kingdom has not come, and things on the earth have got worse, and Satan is doing everything that he can to destroy the earth, to stop people from believing in his plan, to stop people from taking the knowledge that comes from him. Yes, we've seen technology. We've seen man say that they can solve problems, as what Nicholas said, through science. But evil has wiped the earth, and we cannot rely on man's wisdom. We can only rely on God's wisdom to understand this evil and how God will take this evil away. And we need to remember the scripture in Revelation 10, verse 1 and 3, where it says, I saw the angel come down from heaven, having the key of a bottomless pit, a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon and the old serpent, which the devil, Satan, bound for 1,000 years, will be cast out upon them. He should not deceive the nations no more, for 1,000 years will be fulfilled, and then he will be loosened. The liar, the deceiver, the evil one, we will not listen to what he has to say, because he did not have a plan. He did not create the earth. He did not give us wisdom. He did not give us knowledge. He did not give us life. He did not die for us. But God. We should not listen to him, because the time will come when misery, sickness, and death and unhappiness will be taken away. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 8:18, For I reckon the suffering of this present time we are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. The glory of the kingdom, when God reigns, will come. Paul was stricken with sin and suffering in his life. God gave him the strength to cope with it, but he knew the future, that God would take away the misery, the sickness, the death of his God's kingdom plan. Jesus would reign. He would take away suffering. Blessed be the holy is he who has part of the first such resurrection. Have no power, they shall be priests and kings, and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. Revelation 10, verse 6. Assisting him to work in restoring men to perfect earth. So we see that the kingdom will come. The kingdom will come. The kingdom is near. There is no date. No one knows the hour or the time apart from Jesus and the Father. Changes will take place. World conditions, but in Matthew 24, based on prophecy and Daniel 12, the time of trouble threatening to destroy all flesh. There shall be great tribulation, the beginning of the world of time. No more shall there be, the days shall be shortened. Should all flesh be saved, for the elect's sake, the days will be shortened. And we see that's happening, don't we? Knowledge. Remember, Daniel said, they will shut up the words of the seal of the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run from the knowledge that shall be increased. There come a time where Daniel will shut up the book of life. We need to remember that the knowledge that we will be revealed by Jehovah. We should also remember Israel. He says, my people shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. I will plant them upon their land. And they shall build, and it shall be piled, and I shall be given them, said the Lord. That itself is a miracle. Preaching the gospel, the kingdom of the gospel, will be preached to all nations. The Bible, I'm afraid to say, is the bestseller. People need to gain knowledge of Jehovah. Yes, he prayed for many things, but he prayed nothing more than the kingdom prayer that will soon be. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let their kingdom come. And there's just one last scripture I want to use, if you can put it up for me, is Daniel 2, verse 44. Daniel 2. Verse 44. Somebody read it for me, please. Daniel 2, verse 44. Yes, sister, read it for me. Okay, don't worry.
Which shall never be destroyed. Nor shall its sovereignty be left to another people. It shall break in pieces all these kingdoms and bring them to an end, and it shall stand forever.
So finally, what we see from what we were talking about at the beginning was the man was deceived in believing that he could predict the coming, but it didn't happen. And so people would say, well, it's not going to happen. And going back to the last two points, when we pray, we need to pray that his kingdom come, will come, and that it will be done. But from this scripture, whatever you think, whatever man says, whatever man thinks, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be brought to ruin. They may say it's not going to happen because political issues, we deal with it. He will crush and put an end to all the kingdoms of the earth. And other translations say the kingdom will not totter for time for an indefinite. That is God's promise in the prophecy of Daniel. That will happen. God's kingdom is already set up in heaven. But it will come It will come and deal with the earth. It will come and deal with the people. It will put an end to the governments, because God has put them there until he's ready his kingdom. Through the chart of the ages, we see the prophecies of things that were going to happen. We may have different interpretations, but that's not wrong. That's not wrong. That's our personal belief, isn't it? But the kingdom will come. It's a promise that Daniel knew would happen. And it will crush and put an end to the kingdoms, because they cannot survive. The way that man is living, it cannot be. So we should be full of joy that we've not been deceived, that the kingdom is coming, because Jesus showed us that that would happen. He promised it would happen. His word says that he does not lie. He's kept his promise. The kingdom will come, and we will all live and be happy. We will reign with him. The paradise earth that he prophesied that would happen is what we're seeking. No more death, no more sickness. The time that Satan has bound us, and then he has been defeated and gone. No more sickness, no more death, no more suffering have been taken away. Thank you, Lord, that you wrote your word, and that you didn't lie, and that it is a promise that's sealed in the word of God. It cannot be taken away. And so whatever we think, however we feel, we should be happy that he's speaking to us, that he loves us.